Hello and welcome to Detailers Cast. My name is Chris. This show is brought to you by Zirconite UK. And today I'm joined by Lorraine from Zirconite. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yes. Keeping well?
I am, yes. I'm very well. I like the fact that it's not raining today, although it does look a little bit on the grey side.
Yeah, it's been pretty up and down the weather recently, hasn't it?
It has, yes. And as much as I can say it, Chris is my husband and he is sitting opposite me, but he doesn't like the fact I have still got my central heating on at the end of April.
You costed me a fortune.
I know.
Pretty standard. But yeah, I mean, it's particularly for the guys that operate on a mobile basis. This year has been, I don't know, it's been a bit of a challenge for a number of reasons, and COVID being one of those. And we'll talk about some of the implications of COVID and what that's meant to the wider detailing and car care industry. But also, you know, just from a direct impact perspective, you know, with rain and snow and then sun and then rain and then snow and then...
The weather's a little bit unpredicted, like businesses at the moment.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. We rolled into
one minute it's all nice and shiny, the next minute it's, oh, what are we going to do?
Yeah, it's a bit like two-staging a car, isn't
it? Yes, yeah.
But with multiple complicated stages, with patchworks of paint, etc. So anyway, this show, Detailers Cast, this is episode 2 of the Detailers Cast. And we've decided to branch out, bring some more things into it, explore the business side of the detailing and car care industry. And some of it's just going to be some musings and ramblings, like today, pretty much. And then we're going to get some special guests on. We're going to invite some of the Zirconite UK accredited detailer network to join us to talk about their business and how they built it and where they're taking it and share some of their experiences. We're going to get some industry experts on and some wider, you know, providers, etc. Anybody who essentially is going to have a positive impact on your detailing business, then we hope to bring their insights and thoughts and a bit of fun and entertainment along the way. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll do our best.
That's the plan.
So, I mean, you mentioned earlier on, Lorraine, some of the you know, the implications of COVID and how that's brought challenges along. And I think one of the things that we've seen and certainly had fed back to us is, you know, some of the concerns around lots of new start companies popping up with, you know, out of nowhere, just lots.
Yeah. I mean, and everybody's on Facebook and Instagram, and then all of a sudden you'll see Bob down the road, who used to come out and likes washing his car, and now he's all of a sudden calling himself a detailer.
Yeah.
And to me, detailing and I just like washing my car are completely two different things.
Yeah, and it's a valid point, and I think... But there's two sides to the coin, I think, with this particular issue. You know, if established businesses are showing a bit of concern because of the volume at the moment of people that are kind of entering this exciting industry. And it is exciting and it is a growth industry, and the wheat from the chaff will be sorted at some point. But there has been an explosion of people starting up. And I think that's really indicative of the state of the nation, really, to a certain degree.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as you said, I understand why they're popping up. People have got bills and food to put on the tables, etc. You know, they've been furloughed, unfortunately, made redundant. So I'm not negative about that at all, but I think it has an impact for the people that have been established and working really hard and have worked really hard for the last year, 2 years or 5 years, however long they've made been in the company, or, you know, doing the work, blizzards and all sorts working in it. And then you'll get the people that just pop up and want to charge £10 for inside and out for a Land Rover.
Or for more.
Yeah.
For more work. Yeah. And I guess that's the challenge, because there's a difference between a professional you know, detailer, valeter, car care professional, whoever, you know,
someone who knows how to use the products, and, you know, they don't just go to your shops and buy something off the shelf and say, oh, you know, this looks nice and shiny, it's got this in it, great, you know, I'll advertise it as a next product. Yeah. But they don't actually know what they're doing with the products. I think it's quite, you know, it's something that people have to be trained on.
Yeah, absolutely. I, and certainly that's the feedback we get from a lot of detailers that we speak to in our network as well. And I think, you know, one of the major things is, look, we're all for people starting. And if you go back and look at the vast proportion of detailers' websites out there in the country, and, you know, significant percentage, it will have on there their about story and where they've come from and where they've got to, or even if you speak to them, their backstory is, I've always had an interest in cars. I enjoy cleaning my own car. I was doing it as a bit of a hobby. I then branched out, did some friends and family's cars, and then that got bigger. And
now
then
I've got a franchise and et cetera, et cetera, and I'm an established business. Brilliant. Yeah.
So they
started, we all start from somewhere,
in a similar fashion.
Yeah.
And I guess really the big concern at the moment is how many are popping up.
Yeah.
So whilst we're not against people starting out in this industry, you should start out in this industry. Do it in the right way.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I started out mobile for I don't know, 5 years ago now, it must have been. And I did work really hard, but the older I got, I was like, fine weather person, I like to be indoors, so got a unit. But again, it's a massive thing to take on, because people just go, you know, it's a massive step, it's a financial step, it's a scary step, but it's something that you do for yourself and for your family, and it's worked out well, and it will work out for other people as well. And I'd always encourage people to follow your dream and work hard. You'll get, you know, it pays for itself if you put the work in.
Well, this is, you know, people are passionate about what they do, and making cars look awesome in terms of how the results at the end of the day or several days of detailing. And I think passion's one thing, being skilled at what you do is another. And then there's also the business side of it, which is, you know, where we help a lot of our accredited network, and we've done some one-to-one work with a number of the guys and the girls in that network, because you could be the best detailer on the planet, you could be exceptionally skillful, but if your business is not set up in the right way, then ultimately you're going to be losing money, and it's not going to be around in a few months or a year or a few weeks, depending on you know, how out of kilter that balance is. And, you know, we've already recently had a couple of guys come up and spend a couple of days with us as a bit of a bespoke training program, and part of that is quite challenging. We sent them away and they've had to rethink their pricing structure and look at their costs, because it just wasn't going to work. By their own admission, and they were exceptionally thankful of that guidance. And
yeah, I think a lot of people don't take into consideration, you know, the fact that they have got a van, they've got petrol, they've got insurance, they've got products, they've got their own time. You know, the minimum wage nowadays, you need to be earning that an hour at minimum.
At least
before all your other costs come out. So I don't think people actually have all of those, you know, £35 for a car, that's great, I've made
£35 is most people's.
Yeah.
I've made 35 quid, but
it's cost me
haven't.
£7 because it's took me 2 hours to get there and back. So that's 2 hours, and then an hour to do the job.
Yeah.
And then my products, then my petrol. So you're actually losing money.
Yeah, you're running at a loss. So again, it's an important thing. And so whilst we're all for people joining industry, and you know, detailing is going to be a growth industry, it's only going to get bigger and better.
There's a lot more cars on the road.
There's still more cars on the road. There's more cars on the road than the number of detailers in the UK can actually handle anyway. You know, nobody's maxing out. But ultimately, set up in the right way. Get some advice. Go and do some training. And, you know, for those businesses that have set up and popped up, you know, a fair proportion of those people will close and just go back and get normal jobs because they don't like the gamble or the risk of being self-employed. And then similarly, there's be a percentage of them that do well. They do a great job. They'll be successful. But they might fizzle out because they're not making money because they haven't set up in the right way and got that guidance. And I guess it's really what it comes down to. You know, the rest of the established businesses have seen an upturn, have been busy, and they will continue to be so. And they'll be in it for the long game. And I think that's the difference. Do you agree?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, as I've said, and I will say again, that I wish everybody success in terms of their business, whether they're starting out, they're established, and hopefully this year we'll start seeing an increase in profit for everybody.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. Ultimately, there's no point running a business if it's not going to be profitable, and it's going to be here in a few years' time to continue serving those customers.
Exactly.
So thank you ever so much for joining us for this second edition of Detailers Cast. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we look forward to you joining us for future episodes. Make sure you subscribe, and like,
thank you very
share.
Much.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much, Lorraine,
thanks,
for joining
Sam.
Us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.